Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with Morgan Bantley, Knowledge Management Coordinator at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Miriam Browning, Principal Director for Enterprise Integration in the Office of the Army CIO. One of the things we talked about in the last segment was the role of technology in knowledge management. Is technology robust enough to handle what's going on in knowledge management now?
Generally, yes. I think the technology is very good. It's a matter of making sure that that you have an infrastructure that is capable of providing information access to all the members of the organization. And I think it's there, but there are a lot of areas still that we are working on. Let me just give you three examples. One of the issues, of course, is webmail. We're struggling with that right now in the Army. As you know, there's a difference between webmail and client-server mail, which is the typical Microsoft mail that you have. And the typical Microsoft mail is very robust in terms of providing you calendaring, the ability to move a document in there, etc. Webmail does not have that capability. And for those of you, of course, who have an internet account commercially, you get access to people's email, but all the full range of functions that are there in Microsoft, you don't have that. And the technology really doesn't exist today in the commercial marketplace for a full, robust webmail. So as we look at providing universal email for all 1.5 million Army people, we are probably looking at this stage at a hybrid. Some will have web email, some will have the full, robust client-server email. So this is one technology issue. A second issue, of course, is the last-mile communications to remote sites. The Army has remote sites all over the globe, and we have very robust long-distance communications lines to the major hubs, but it's getting that last mile to the desk at the PFC, let's say at Fort Polk, Louisiana, and making that robust enough to go into the Internet and access our portal, which is an issue. Now, it's not only an issue within the Army or the Defense Department, it's also an issue globally. I read the other day that only about 6% of American homes have high-speed access to the Internet. So this is something that everybody is working on. So we struggle with that because it's an information access issue. The third issue, of course, is information security, and that is especially becomes exacerbated with the proliferation of wireless devices. So the Defense Department continues to work on its defense in-depth strategy to make sure that we don't have any security breaches, and we are also working with manufacturers of many of the wireless devices to make those devices a lot more secure. But technology continues to evolve. I think you can start a knowledge management program clearly with the current infrastructure. The ideal infrastructure is not there, but those are issues that everybody faces for all kinds of applications within an organization.
I agree with those, especially the point about bandwidth access, for example, and with the security issue. For example, some of the communities that we're working with in the VA are going to require or want to have access to be able to provide access to extended community members that are outside the VA. And so there will need to be security issues around allowing them the access to the information and knowledge that we've got internally. And that's we have people now working on providing patient record information to, you know, the patients to those that those records belong to, so that they could access those records from outside the VA and get the information that they want to see about themselves without having to go through the VA to do that. And that same technology or processes that are established to do that, we could apply to our knowledge management practices as well in terms of providing that knowledge to people outside the VA. Another issue that's related to the technology, but it's not, I don't really see it as a technology issue at this point, and that is really managing the knowledge and maintaining accuracy and currency in the knowledge. And the technology brings the knowledge to the fingertips of the user, but we need another really major issue is to make sure that knowledge is accurate and current. And so there are a lot of issues around maintaining that and managing that process that I'm really interested in learning more about. And I think that the field has still a ways to go in that area.
There's also an interesting cultural aspect of information access. Typically in any organization, there are areas that say, my area and only my area can have access to this information. And if it is not a privacy or a security issue, which it frequently is not, then the question becomes, well, why can't everybody have access to it? So it gets into the issue of knowledge is power and how people hoard knowledge. But I think one of the cultural changes that knowledge management forces, it forces us to review what kind of information we give to everyone. Again, that is not bounded by privacy or security issues. So I think we're seeing more and more in the Army a real desire on the part of top leaders, and we're beginning to see this in the middle management, of people loosening the grip a little bit and providing information to the entire organization. But this does not come fast.
Another issue related to technology also is establishing meta-tagging standards so that and that's the data that describes the knowledge chunks. And some of that data can describe, for example, copyright issues, so that would enable people to determine to the extent to which they can reuse those assets in other ways. And that's an issue where, although there are standards that exist that have been developed by international standards organizations, getting the vendors to incorporate those standards in their products and even agreeing on standards between government agencies is still something that needs to be done.
Well, this was just you also just hinted at some of the organizational challenges as well. How does knowledge management affect corporate culture?
I think knowledge management has a good effect on corporate culture because what it does, it evokes a different type of organizational model. One where you have more emphasis on including more people in the decision-making process. Working in teams, I think that is becoming more and more the norm, whether that's actual teams or virtual teams. Also more of a constant learning and educating people on what are the concepts, what are we doing, what is the project management. Within our own Army CIO office, we have started professional development sessions at our biweekly staff meetings. So not only do we find out what's going on, we also pick a topic and inform and educate people on that. So it's an opening up, if you will, of the cultural channels in terms of how we do business. I will tell you also, you say, well, how do you spur that on? How do you incentivize that? It was probably not a coincidence that the people during this performance appraisal cycle who got the highest awards were those people who were leaders in the knowledge sharing and in some of these changing cultural aspects. So those are the aspects, and you do have to reward the people who are the early adopters and who want to do that.
I think what a knowledge management strategy does is it kind of turns on its side the initial tradition of having more of a top-down management approach to accomplishing business objectives, where managers determined what needed to be done and then they delegated responsibilities to others to accomplish those objectives. And what this does, I think, is it brings more authority to the line workers to recognize and to advocate certain changes that meet certain goals and directives that management would identify. So the community leader identifies sets the direction for the community, and then it allows the community members to come up with the solutions to achieve the business outcomes to accomplish those goals.
Skeptics have suggested that knowledge management is difficult to implement. What have been your lessons learned that you might share with others?
I think that just to name a few areas off the top of my head where there's some difficulty in establishing these. First of all, it is very important. It says this in all the literature, and from experience, it's true as well. From what I've observed, from not necessarily within the VA, but from other organizations, is that it's absolutely important to have corporate sponsorship or management sponsorship of those activities, to get the commitment of all the others to allow to provide the time to support those activities. And I think to a lot of people, knowledge management is a confusing topic, and it's somewhat an abstract topic, and it takes them a while to understand what that means and what the impacts will have on how they do business and how they will operate, because it is a changed behavior. And so getting that understanding to the workers that you're working with, because you work with the community members to help design the strategy for the way they would use it to accomplish business objectives, is a little bit of a challenge.
Very simply, here's some advice. First, develop your own definition and your own political ends for knowledge management. Then weave it into the fabric of the organization, especially in organizational transformation. Obtain executive support. That's very important. And it's not just, okay, we'll do it. It almost has to be a visceral buy-in, a real active buy-in by the leadership. And then develop a strategic plan with milestones and implement for results and hold yourself accountable. So it's like many other transformation efforts. Understand where you want to go. Use knowledge management in this case. It's sort of a buzzwordy thing, but kind of use it to get where you're going and then forge ahead.
Good stopping point for this segment. We got to go to a break. But when we come back, we'll ask our guests to tell us their visions for the future of knowledge management. This is the Business of Government Hour.